Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a somewhat wet and cloudy day. The rain has moved through and the floods have moved south, and in saying that, we need to be praying for those people who are experiencing floods or anticipating floods. We know what that's all about, but we need to be grateful and thankful that they've missed us, at least this time around. And with that, I would like to use today to talk about gratitude. A more simple way of putting that is we need to be people that will express thanksgiving and mean it. You and I should be known for people of praise and gratitude. But there's something to be careful about. Whenever you talk about gratitude, some people will automatically kick into the victim mentality and say, yes, people don't appreciate me. I think they all should appreciate me more. Folks, that's not a God-honoring attitude. Today I'm going to be talking about expressing gratitude, not longing for gratitude. Because longing for gratitude is a self-serving thought. Like I said before, it's very much about a victim mentality. So today, I want to encourage everyone to be people who will actively express gratitude. That includes everyone. But first, let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the day you've given us. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the heavy rains moving south. Lord, I pray for those people who are unfortunately having to go through some floods. May you give them grace and look after them. But we are grateful that it missed us this time. So, Father, help us today to think about and act on becoming people of gratitude. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, as you well know, this week is Thanksgiving week in the United States. And regardless of what the left is trying to say, this Christian holiday really is about a bunch of people giving thanks and gratitude for God's blessings on them. And they were just expressing thanksgiving. You see, the pilgrims had just made it through a horrible winter time, and many of them had died. And the Indians had just been experiencing a pandemic, and many of them had died. So they were all more than willing to get together and celebrate, if nothing else, just being alive after what they had been through. So it's easy to see where this attitude of gratitude can just dominate Australia. And it's because we have so much to be grateful for. We're known as the lucky country, and I seriously believe we are. So I think we need to be people who are known as people of gratitude, but something to be thinking about. Gratefulness and gratitude should be consistent from Christians regardless of the situation. See, Christians have so much to be grateful for. So let's look at the Bible and see some things that God has said to us about gratitude and thanksgiving. Psalms chapter 118, verse 24. We have heard this so much. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You've heard me repeat that over and over and over again. And if that's something that we do, realize this is the day the Lord has made. He's given it to us. He's given us blessings. And we need to rejoice. We can be people of gratitude. Go on and look at verses 28. You are my God, and I will praise you. Will we? Will we praise him? You are my God, and I will exalt you. That moves past praise to exaltation. Are we people who exalt God for his blessings? Verse 29, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Lord, the Lord has been so good to us. You can see that praising God is wonderful and it's powerful. Now let's move over to the New Testament, Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6 through 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Look, prayer and thanksgiving leads to the peace of God. On the opposite side of that, if we don't express thanksgiving, if we don't have a heart of gratitude, if we don't pray and bring our requests to God, and I doubt very seriously that we'll experience that peace that is so important for us. Now turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses number 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will in Christ Jesus concerning us. Even in the bad times, give thanks. Even in the good times, give thanks. Don't take it for granted. We should give thanks and rejoice always. Thanksgiving and gratitude are a huge part of a Christian life. But before we move on, I want to show you the dangers of not being grateful and thankful for what God has given you. Some say that the original sin in the Garden of Eden was motivated by an ungrateful attitude. Well, let's look at the scene and see what happened. Adam and Eve had everything, nothing that they could have longed for. They had a perfect environment. They had a perfect relationship. They had an unhindered relationship with God Himself. They had all they needed or could have ever hoped for. But Satan the deceiver entered the scene and he questioned God. Listen to what he says. Has God said that you will die if you eat of the forbidden fruit? Do you hear the question? Then he inserted his twisted truth. You won't die if you eat the fruit. Only then you'll be as wise as God. The lie, the deception. Everyone, I want you to get this. Eve had everything. She believed the lie that she was given. She took the fruit and she gave it to Adam. Why did she do it? She wanted more. And the devil promised her that she would have all that she desired if she would ignore God and stepped out on her own. Well, she took it, gave the fruit to Adam, and they lost everything. Listen closely. I wonder how many times Adam and Eve regretted that day. All because they wanted more. Wonder what they thought when they got kicked out of the garden. Wonder what they thought when Cain killed Abel. Oh, keep in mind, it was both Adam and Eve in this. They both wanted more. They both took the fruit, and God condemned and judged both of them. All because they wanted more. And they took it. They were willing to step out of God's design for them, and it cost them dearly. And it could have been completely, absolutely avoided if they had just remained grateful for what God had given them. Now, do you see the power of gratitude and thankfulness? I believe that's why Paul wrote, "In everything give thanks. Thanks, for this is the will of Christ Jesus, considering you." in everything, give thanks. And that does mean everything. So, how are we going to move forward and maintain a grateful attitude? Well, first, it's up to you. You have to make that decision to trust God's design for you and be grateful for it. And I know some may say, well, listen, how can we be grateful after God has allowed us to go through so much in the last couple of years? Well, historically, difficult times breeds gratitude. The Depression built an appreciation for simple things and hard work. World War II did the same. And if we'll just let it, the droughts, fires, floods, pandemic will make us stronger and more grateful. But it's basically up to us. You see, for no other reason after going through all those things, we need to be grateful just to be alive. We need to refuse to let self-pity even enter our minds, because self-pity will destroy us. I believe personally that self-pity should never be a part of a true Christian's character. But also, as we move forward, we need to be cautious of a very human characteristic. Humans are notorious for beginning to move forward in the right direction and then falling back into an old way of thinking. You ever been there? Well, researchers call that a hedonic adaption, which means to start moving forward, as we said, and then just fall back into destructive habits. And let's be honest, we all know that we do that. Well, just a little suggestion. Every day when you get up, write down 5 things that you're grateful for. And then at the end of the day, just before you go to bed, get out your pen and paper or computer and write down 5 things that you're grateful for that happened to you throughout the day. I know some people are saying, I can't find 5 positive things. Well, let me give you a little illustration to show you what our problem is. A professor told his students to prepare for an exam, so the students all put their things away. They sat down with their pen or pencil, and then the professor walked around and handed out a piece of paper turned upside down. And then, when everybody was seated and had their paper, he said, turn it over. And the students looked at the paper, and all they saw was one black dot down in the corner of the paper. You could see the questioning looks on every face. Now the professor said, until the end of the class, write down what you see and what you think about what you see. At the end of the class, he took up the papers and he stood in front of the class and he read every student's response. Listen to what he said. Without exception, every one of you wrote about the black spot on the paper, where it was, what size it was, and what it looked like. Not one of you wrote about the massive amounts of pure, clean white that was so obvious throughout the paper. He went on to say, unfortunately, that's the way we look at our lives. There is so much good in our lives that we can be grateful for, but we choose to focus only on the negatives. From now on, look on the bright side of life and live in the positive and be grateful and thankful for God's richest blessings that He has given us that we so often take for granted. Now for us, I believe if we look on the bright side of life, it will guarantee that we can find at least 10 positive things to write down each day. I believe if we apply that principle, we'll just automatically become people of gratitude and praise, and we'll glorify God for His blessings rather than being seduced into the world's lies. Let's focus on the light rather than darkness. Let's think about the good things that we have rather than focus on the seductive lies of the devil. In all sincerity, listen closely, in all sincerity, I believe our future happiness and our future success depends on what we do with expressing gratitude. And that decision is yours and mine. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the day you've given us. Thank you for this thought about gratitude. Help us to be people of praise and gratitude. Help us to readily and thoughtfully express our praise to you for the good things that you have done. Give us wisdom to get there, because we know we all have a tendency to just kind of move back into old destructive habits. So give us the wisdom and the strength to move forward and become overwhelming people of gratitude and thanksgiving. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.